keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
We wish from now till Sunday night. That's not going to happen, but you know what? From now till 8 o'clock will work for us. What do you say? May 24th, 2007, you got the Big Beat Show on your radio or even could be on your computer. Who knows? But it is Lou Rollo right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, and I'm really happy to be here tonight. And you know why I'm especially happy to be here tonight? Because I said, I think, last week and the week before that next week is the Big Beat's 26th anniversary, and I was wrong, pleasantly wrong, actually, because it's tonight. That's right. It was just before Memorial, just after Memorial Day, actually, that Bill Swank took over. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later on. So this makes tonight the 26th anniversary, not next week. And I've been doing it for 13 of those years, actually, and there was 1 year of overlap when Bill and I were here, so he did it for 14, I did it for 13, for a total of 26 years. So that was the Traineers on the OK label from August 1952, and it was called Rockin' on Sunday Night, but I think I'm going to change the title to Rockin' on Thursday Night. But you know what? That's the way the ball bounces.
is the first time.
There's a set with which we will open this evening's program, all right? The first thing we heard tonight was, believe it or not, by a group called the Four Seasons. Not the New Jersey group, but this group predated the very, very famous group, the Four Seasons, on the Alanna label. Their first of three, actually, that they did for Alanna. They were from Pittsburgh, at least the label was. And it was issued twice. It was issued in October 1959 and December of 1959. Must have sold a lot, so I had to redo it. And I believe the lead singer's name is William Stammer. So that was the Four Seasons, and that's the way the ball bounces. Then we heard, oh, by the way, William Stammer was maybe not the lead. He was a member. Don Fanzo, Dan McGinnis, and Chet Metz were the other members. Now, the cues on unreleased Capitol record, I can only hear a bass in the background there. Maybe the group was someplace low. Something recorded May 29th, 1956 for Capitol, unreleased. That was called Killer Diller. And just now, on actually, originally it came out on the Co-Ed label, not the famous Co-Ed label the Crests were on, among others, but a different Co-Ed label in November 1959, and it was reissued on the Mayhems label in September 1961, the Decals, and Stars in the Blue, What Can I Do? I'm going to flip that over right after the next record, actually. But first, I want to tell you, last week I played something by little Julian Herrera on Dig, and I think I said it was called Long Lonely Nights, but the correct title is Lonely Lonely Nights, and I also think I neglected to say that the group backing him up was the Premieres. That's right, little Sammy Yates's group that was out there backing up a lot of groups on Johnny Otis's Dig label and such and such. So little Julian Herrera backed by the Premieres and Lonely, Lonely Nights. Now we're going to go to something unreleased. It did. I have no idea the original source of this. It came out on a reissue label, actually initial issue label, Monogram, in 1975. The group is called the Venangos. And we're going to hear something called Sad, Sad Story. Then we'll flip over the Decals record and play Wonderful Day right here on the Big Beat Show.
Once upon a time, there was a girl and a boy. She was a treasure, but he was just her door.
Oh,
What a wonderful day. That's the decals again on the Mayhems label, originally on Co-Ed, and then on Mayhems, right. November 1959 for the first issue, then September of 1961. You're listening to the Big Beat Show. By the way, if you didn't catch last week's show, you can get it if you have a computer at group-harmony.com. Just scroll down, or stroll down if you want to the Big Beat Show. It's right there at group-harmony.com. You could always write me if you want to by mail at Lou Rollo, Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey, 07758. Or, of course, you could email me at BigBeat2001 at AOL. That's BigBeat2001 at AOL. You can, last week's show and actually the week before is archived at group-harmony.com. You can listen anytime you want to right here on this show, where we play rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul, with heavy emphasis on the first two of those things. Yeah, a couple things. Let me take a little time here. This is a completely unique experience. I do not play common oldies, well-known stuff. They're available elsewhere. They're available all over the place and have been for 40 years, so that's kind of up to you. A lot of people like to listen to these things they've never heard before, or only sometimes. I try to cater to both record collectors, serious record collectors, and people who listen just because they love the music, or even newcomers, 16, 17, 18-year-olds who listen to this show. Once in a while, I'll give record numbers or label information. That's just for the record collector's information. I don't do that very often, but I think it is important that record collectors are satisfied, especially when it's something really, really odd and they want to find the record. It's good to know the label information because that's one of the ways you find rare records. No lies. I will not lie to you. This show actually did begin in 1981. I'm not going to tell you that the show was on and then was off the air for 2 years and back on again and continues. It's not true. As a matter of fact, before the Big Beat Show, there was another show that played rare records for at least 2 years, maybe three. called Rhythm and Blues Classics, and that preceded when Bill Swank came on. Then about, well, 13 years ago, or somewhere in there, 14, I don't know now, Bill asked me to co-host for him, with him, actually, along with him. When he wasn't there, I was there. And the first year I did 27 weeks, actually, more than Bill did. But it was great to be able to do that. And when he left to move down south, he gave me, you know, gave me the show. So there you go. I'm really very, very fortunate to be here on Thursday nights. I come after Jeff Wirtz, wonderful gentleman who takes care of me when I need help, you know, and a really nice guy to work with and to be with. And also I precede Richard Skelly, another fine gentleman who has a blues show here. Of course, many of you know about that. And it's good to work with these two good guys, and they really, really are. And by the way, I'll be filling in for Richard, I think it's June 4th, whatever that first week, that first Thursday in June is, on the Low Budget Blues show. So it'll be 3 hours of me. We usually do an hour and a half of Big Beat and an hour and a half of blues. And since he's going to be at the Chicago Blues Festival, I planned at least a half an hour of Chicago-style blues for you. Now, this next record, I'm done talking now. I heard this record for the first time on Rhythm and Blues Classics, that show. And it's a very, very rare record, and I'm playing it from an original 45. It came out in early 1962. On a label called Kiske. Now, Kiske was primarily a polka label. And for years, everybody thought that the next record I'm going to play was the only thing that wasn't polka, but actually I found out there's about 12 records that are not polka records. I don't think any of them, I haven't heard them, I don't know, are going to come close to what you're going to hear next. This is a group called the Alma Keys, A-L-M-A-K-E. Let me see if there's a dash on the label. Yes, there is. Alma Keys with a dash. That's K-E-Y-S. And it's called Please Come Back to Me. I think many of you know I do a lot of garage selling and flea marketing for records, and I was doing this a couple weeks ago. Yeah, get ready for this, because you collectors know how much this record is worth. And I was in areas that I usually go to, and it wasn't pickings were slim, so I just kind of drove a while. And I was out in horse farm country. This is the truth, an apple farm country. Now, you don't think I'm going to get too many records out there, at least not the kind I want. But there was a guy who had a garage sale, and there were a lot of albums for 25 cents each, and 45s for 25 cents each. And most of them were 80s records with picture sleeves. And I saw a picture sleeve that was attractive, so I pulled it out, and I said, well, I might as well look at the rest of the records. And there were a lot of polka records and square dance records. I would not have even looked through these records if it wasn't for that one picture sleeve from the 80s, because the picture was nice. And there I saw Please Come Back to Me by the Alma Keys on Kiske for 25 cents.
roses by my. Who said it wasn't my? Who said it wasn't my? Who said it wasn't my? Who said it wasn't my?
Who said it wasn't my?
Who said it wasn't my?
Who
said it wasn't my?
Who said it wasn't
my? Who said it wasn't my?
Me.
Oh, yeah, that's a cappella for you. Two a cappella things. I'm going to send that last one out to Angelo Pompeo, who wrote the notes for the album, the Velvet Angels album. We heard the Velvet Angels. And Your Love, in 1963, it was recorded in Jersey City, I believe. And the group consisted of Willie Hunter, J.W. Johnson, Bob Calhoun, and Cy Iverson. And they were actually pretty much the remnants of the Diablos at that time. Great album here. Pick it up on Relic Records. Relic number, well, it doesn't matter. Velvet Angels. I'm not going to give it, it doesn't have, oh, 5004. Yeah, it's been out a long time. Great stuff. And before that, I need a new copy. I know. Who Says You Wasn't Mine by the Del Stars on Mellow Mood from 1964. And the Alma Keys on Kiski Records. Hold on a sec. Yeah, it says on the right on the record here, Kiski from Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. Wherever that may be, I guess I should have found out. It's out western Pennsylvania someplace. Kiski from Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. By the way, like I mentioned, I paid a quarter for it. You know what it's worth? $500. I'm not kidding. $500. And this one I'm sending out to Frida in Las Vegas. You're the Native Boys with George LeBrun singing lead from an Ace CD. This is unreleased at the time. They give George LeBrun and the Native Boys. But he was a member at the time. And it was recorded probably early to mid-1956. The Native Boys and My Darling.
Oh, tell me, why did you leave me with a sad and broken heart? Why did you decide that we just had to part? You know that I love you, darling, and I've always wanted to say, I know you wouldn't like it if it happened to you.
I told you, my darling, when we first met, and let me prove my love for you, prove my love for you.
Darling, told you
on the Enterprise label from 1963. We just heard The Casual Airs and something that's called The Millionaire. And before that, My Darling by George LeBrun, leading Native Boys, unreleased. And you could probably tell why, because George LeBrun missed a few notes, to say the least. Good group, though, the Native Boys certainly were. And, oh yeah, got another email from Phil Beauchamp down in Florida telling me about the movies on with the vocal groups in them on TCM, Turner Classic Movies. There's another one coming up Wednesday, June 6th at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And it's called Two Gunmen from Harlem, featuring the Four Tones and the Cats and the Fiddle. I might even, you know, I think I have that on tape. I think I have a tape of that. But I mean, anyway, I'll be setting my tape machine to tape that baby at 6 a.m. June 6th. Two Gunmen from Harlem with the Four Tones and the Cats and the Fiddle. You can't go wrong with Adele's song. This is something that was recorded January 11th, 1957, and unreleased by VJ until a label called Solid Smoke put out an album with Adele's work in 1984. So here are the Dells, and You're Still in My Heart.
You know your love to help, to hold forevermore. Yes, it's you that I tells me that you're still in my heart. You know that it's true that I need so.
Hold it tight, I love you, baby, day and night. Put your arms around me, let me say it. around me, love me so. Never, never, never let me go. Well, the birds and the bees are telling me all about you.
Oh, baby,
the breeze keeps whispering, oh, yes, to the trees.
Oh,
my head is spinning like a top, my heart is going flip-flop, and I'm all about you, all about you.
There's bells in my heart and teardrops in my eyes. I'm so in love with you. Won't you break this tie that binds? You thrill like no one can. My heart is in your hand. Great day, there's bells in my heart. So please don't. Show me that you care. Your joy has made us one. Your mind alone to share. You thrill like no one can. My heart is in your hand. Great day, there's bells in my heart. I've locked you in my heart. I find, oh, you belong to me. So please don't ever leave me. Just show me that you care. Your love has made us one. Your mind alone to share. Your joy and ecstasy. You're still the one for me. Great day, there's bells in my heart.
Set, we heard the Golden Airs on Ron Records, New Orleans label, 1959, and All About You. And just now, also New Orleans label, Imperial. For some reason, Imperial took the old Spider song, Bells in My Heart, and in June 1965 had a guy named Richie Moreland re-record it, and there you just heard it. What's that? You don't know the Spiders? Yeah, sure you do, but oh, you want to hear it again? The Spiders version of Bells in My Heart from May 1955? Yeah!
Yes, there's bells in my heart, and there's stars in my eyes. I'm so in love with you. Blessed be the tie that binds. What joy and ecstasy. You're just the one for me. There's bells in my heart. Yes, it's peace to my mind just to know that you're for me. Our love has made us one. You're
see. You thrill like no one can. My heart is in your hands.
Great day, there's bells in my heart. I've locked you in my heart. I've thrown away the key. There's no escape for you. Say that you don't care. I'd follow you around. I'd find you anywhere.
You're sentenced to my life. Our love is paradise.
Great day.
Robin, so weary, so sorry you left. In fact, I worried myself that you death. I thought without you I could get along. But I soon found out that I was so wrong. And I need you. Please bring yourself back home. I need your arms, dear, especially at night. I need your arms, dear, to squeeze me real tight. Been trying, honey, to find the same thrill. I haven't come close, and I never will. Oh, I need you. Please bring yourself back home. Well, I have tried.
Well, I tried. God knows I tried.
But it isn't any use. Heartbreaking blues.
Heartbreaking blues.
They hold me fast.
They hold me fast.
Come back and make them turn me loose. I've been so lonesome. Don't know what to do. Why did we break up? Oh, why did we part? This kind of stuff just ain't good for my heart. Well, I need you. Please bring yourself home. Girl, back home.
For the sound of this CD, I really hadn't intended to play this anyway, but it's a New Jersey guy, a guy named Bird Rollins, on Vanguard Records, 1958, and it's called You Are My Angel. So So thanks for being there for me all the time. It ain't about me, by the way. It's about WRSU and especially Tim Espar and the Radio Council for keeping this show on the air for as long as it has. And hopefully we can do this for another 26. And I want to tell you, I love you all for being there for me. I really do. You know that. I'm going to take it out with a really, really rare girl group record. As you know, I play a girl group record once in a while. On the Teenage label from 1958, we're going to hear the Dot. Let's listen to the end of this.
You are my love.
That's enough. That's enough for you. All right, here we're going to listen to the Dolls on Teenage Record. Teenage Records, very rare record called Just Before You Leave. And I got to leave right about now. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. Richard Skelly's coming right up. And I hope to see you all next week here on Thursday night so we can start the next 26. What do you think? So may harmony be with you until that time, and good night.
Darling, just before you leave.